अरावली पर्वत के शिखर से बहती है एक ऐसी नदी, वह नदी है गुप्त, वह नदी है गोपनीय। उस नदी को देखना, उस नदी को छूना, उस नदी तक पहुंचना भाग्यवान के नसीब में ही होता है। उस नदी का नाम तो आप सबने अब तक जान लिया होगा, वह नदी अपना ही ज्ञान सरोवर है। उस नदी में जादू है,
उस नदी में जादू है,
एक ऐसा जादू जो चाहे कोई उसमें डुबकी लगाए, चाहे कोई उसमें पूरी तरह नहाए, वह चाहे वो केवल अपना चेहरा ही देखे, वो मुलाकाती निश्चित हो, माना निश्चित ही है, जैसे आया था वैसा जाएगा नहीं, क्योंकि इस नदी में जादू है।
क्योंकि इस नदी है जादू है,
जादू है,
जादू है।
वह परिवर्तनशील है, वह नदी अंदर की इंसानियत को जगाने वाली है, वह नदी अंदर की बुराइयां को डुबाने वाली है, और वह नदी जीवन देवा है, आत्मिक जल दाता है। उस नदी में जादू है,
उस नदी में मधु है, उस नदी में जादू है,
उस नदी में जादू है। वह नदी इतनी प्रसिद्ध है कि जन जन अनेक देशों के, अनेक रस्म रिवाजों के आ पहुंचते हैं अपनी लोटी भरने, और कभी कभी तो बाल्टी के साथ भी आ जाते हैं। इस नदी की और भी एक खासियत है, हमारे महान परम पूज्य बड़ी दादी जी के नजारिया के मुताबिक इस नदी की रक्षा एक ब्रह्मचार्य युवक सेना के हाथों में दी गई है। इस नदी का बहने का रास्ता भी हमारे वरिष्ठ दादियों एवं बड़ी बहनों ने ही तय किया है। लेकिन सबसे बड़ी बात, इस नदी का निर्माण, इस नदी की शुरुआत स्वयं बाप दादा ने ही की है। इसीलिए यह ज्ञान सरोवर सुरक्षित है, सुरक्षित रहेगा और सुरक्षित देगा। इसीलिए यह ज्ञान सरोवर अरावली पर्वत से पूर्व और पश्चिम, देश और विदेश तक बहती है, और सच में वह है ही अकेडमी फॉर अ बेटर वर्ल्ड। आइए आज के शुभ अवसर में हम बहुत अपने आप को भाग्यवान समझते हैं कि एक ऐसा मौका मिला है कि जिस धरनी में देश विदेश का मुलाकात का मेल होता है, उसके घड़ी हम अभी अपनी भावनाएं प्रत्यक्ष कर सकते हैं। तो आज के कार्यक्रम पूरे डबल विदेशियों के तरफ से, डबल विदेशियों की भावनाएं से आगे बढ़ेगा, ठीक है ना एरिक भाई?
उस नदी में जादू है,
बहुत जादू है,
इधर क्या है?
बहुत अच्छा, बहुत अच्छा,
ठीक है ना?
ठीक है ना, ठीक बोला ना?
I only had one line to rehearse, but
okay.
So, Om Shanti, good evening everyone, and very nice to be part of this celebration with all of you. You all know Sister Gopi? Yes? Everybody knows Sister Gopi? Yes? Have you all asked her about Super Senses Joy? You know, the Murli Baba always asks, if you want to know about Super Senses Joy, ask either the goats, but that's not interesting, or ask Gopi.
And the goat.
So she's the one. So after, if anyone wants to know about Super Senses Joy, please ask her.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You'll be there.
Haan ji.
So we're going to be spending the next 2 hours together in celebration of the 25th anniversary of Gyan Sarovar. How many of you have been in Gyan more than 25 years? It means how many of you have seen the beginning of Gyan Sarovar? All right. So it's just about maybe less than 25%. All right. Congratulations for still being here. This is wonderful. Congratulations. So you are more than silver. You're already into your gold and diamond age. We're going to enjoy tonight with different presentations. There will be some memories of Gyan Sarovar from different seniors. There will also be some questions to the audience. Yes. What kind of question are we going to ask?
We have a quiz today.
Hindi bolo.
Hindi bolo.
Por favor.
Bahut sare prashn hai aaj. Bahut sare practical baatein pe prashn hai. Lekin sabse pehli baat hai, aap sabhi ne aaj bhojan kiya hai na? Roti to khai hai na? Right? To aaj pehla prashn hai, aaj ke din mein kitni rotiyan bani hai? Lekin roti vibhag wala jawab na de.
Anyone doesn't have something to listen and understand? Because
nobody from Gyan Sarovar can answer the question. How many chapatis have been made today in Gyan Sarovar? Take a guess. Take a guess. For lunchtime?
For lunchtime. How many chapatis?
How many chapatis?
Is it 25? 200?
2,000? Close? Close? It's actually 1,100. 1,100 chapatis just for lunch today.
Now you're clapping to make more chapatis, right? So everyone has their earset so they can listen to translation. We're going to enjoy chit-chat Hindi and English.
Suno, dusra prashna puchu. Dusra prashna puchu. Shall I ask another question?
Yes.
Achha, dusra prashna hai, amrit vele se pehle chai kaun peeta hai? Ya amrit vele ke baad chai kaun peeta hai? Who drinks tea after amrit vela? Right. Achha. Amrit vele ke baad chai banane mein kitne liter doodh ka upyog kiya jata hai? Wo bataiye. Every day, how many liters of milk is used to make chai after amrit vela? Take a guess.
Athi.
Huh?
I think 200.
200 liters. Or? 40 liter. Or Gyan Sarovar Nivasi number 2? Huh? Chai vibhag wala kaha hai? Thoda khade ho jao chai vibhag wala. Number bataiye. 16? Kitne liters hai? Huh? Koi idea nahi hai. Achha, chai vibhag wala aaya nahi hai. Jab wo aaye na, to humko bata dena. Hum uske dwara uttar dilwayenge. Right? So when the head of the chai department comes, we'll make sure you get the answer to that question then. We do, it's just waiting.
Okay, well there's another deeper question we can ask you. This is just to warm up your awareness of what's really happening in Gyan Sarovar and what they have to deal with. So this is a very deep question, mostly for double foreigners. What is the largest number of double foreigner you can accommodate in a room happily?
Happily being the key word.
I repeat the question. The happily being quite important in the question. What is the largest number of double foreigner you can accommodate in a room to sleep, you know? Happily. Okay, we have 1, 10, but he's not double foreigner. Are you double foreigner? Okay. So... Happily 3,000? 300.
Happily 300? So Sister Luciana is going to sponsor a new dormitory with 300 beds.
That was the time when they used to be trance. They used to be in a room, but they were in trance, so they would be very happy. Now trance is not happening anymore. You have to stay with the people in a room.
I do. 500 people.
All right. Well, okay, so all those who have answered more than one, please come. We're going to go to Shashi's office afterwards, and you'll be reassigned your room with quite a few people. Anyway, so Gyan Saravar has so many, you know, amazing stories, and it's been 25 years, I think, of incredible adventure, and would love to hear from some of the seniors at some point to hear. But also we have like inside stories, things that you may not know about. So tonight we're going to reveal a few little cues about what really happened in Gyan Saravar in the last 25 years. And for this, we have a very knowledgeable sister who knows whatever happened in Gyan Saravar.
Yes, we would like to invite Sister Suman on the stage. Do you know how many brothers live in Gyan Saravar?
Come, Sister Suman. Hindi bolo.
Do you know how many brothers live in Gyan Saravar? Yes. How many? Two. Three.
Three?
300.
300.
Okay, another guess?
How many brothers live
100.
In...
100. Do you know how many sisters live in Gyan Saravar? Oh, almost.
I think 165 brothers and 10 sisters.
10 sisters and 165. You're really close. There's actually...
Who else? Someone else has another
else?
Guess?
I was about to tell the answer. Anybody else? Well, there's actually 180 brothers. And guess how many Shaktis it takes to run 180 Pandavas? Only seven. Only seven. Round of applause for the seven. Can I ask for the seven Shaktis to stand up, please? Gyan Saravar ki Shaktiya, please khade ho jao. Abhi to chaar hi hai. There's only four. Five. Didi is six. And seven. There's one missing. Oh, no. Right. Okay. So Suman Ben is one of those Shaktis.
No, I object. As a brother, I have to make that everything is a question of perspective.
Is it?
So the right idea for me is how many sisters will make 180 brothers run, right?
Yes.
So the brothers are doing all the work while sisters are commending, is it?
Well, I mean, that's natural from a sister's perspective.
It's a question of perspective, right? Depending how you look at the equation. We'll let you turn on that tomorrow morning after Madrela. Or maybe Sister Jenty can give a class on how many brothers it takes to fulfill a sister's wish. Perspective. You know, Gyan is all about perspective. So Suman Ben, please come closer. We're going to be on the backstage otherwise. So we thought that you would have some insights for us. And you can also use some video clip, I think, to show us something that we may have forgotten about Gyan Saravar. So you can introduce the video, first video, what we have to look for. This is a quiz show. The question would be what?
Yes. Who knows the answer? Ye jo hua, jo clip aap sabhi ne dekha, ye kaun sa clip hai, kab hua?
Kaun? Main batau?
Haan, batau.
Ye jab Gyan Sarovar ban ke tayar hua tha, hum bhi yahi the, construction mein. और दादी ने सभी सेंटर्स की बहनों को आह्वान किया था कि अपनी अपनी जगह का पानी बोतल में लेके आए और मैं समझता हूँ सारे वर्ल्ड से जो भी बहनें आई थी और वो सब अपनी अपनी जगह का पानी लाए थे और प्लाजा में कुंड बनाया गया था जो प्लाजा में जहाँ एक्सरसाइज वगैरह होती है वहां पे कुंड बना करके और उसमें सब लोगों ने पानी डाला था चलती
sisters from all over India had brought water from the river of their city, and they had put together during the inauguration of Gansarovar. So Gansarovar has the water of whole India, and I think from abroad Dadi had asked to bring soil, and Gansarovar has the soil of all the countries and all the continents and water from all over India.
How many of you knew about this? How many were there for the filling up of the pond? One sister? How many were here for this event with Dadi Ji? No? Yes. This is not how we fill up swimming pools anyway in India. Don't think that this is how all the swimming pools are being filled. So there's another clip I think you want to show us.
Yes. Next clip.
Let you know that nobody was hurt in this shooting of this video. No animals were hurt either. And the Association for Free the Coconut was okay with this.
So what was the event and when and where is the question. Who can answer? Nivasis nahi answer karenge. Videshiyon se pooch rahe hain. Ek minute. This is a question for the double foreigners. Do you know what the event is, when and where?
And it's not so how many of these little baby coconuts was...
Yeah, how many coconuts were broken?
I hope you counted.
And what happened to the coconut afterwards is another story. So do you know?
Any answers? They're from double foreigners?
50.
Okay, someone?
50 coconuts.
Yeah.
What was the event? Where? When?
Yes, opening ceremony.
Of where?
Opening of where?
It's such a big complex, Gansarovar. They open, you know, everything. Kitchen is open separately, balcony is open separately, staircase is opening.
Main hall, covered. Main hall.
Yeah, how many hall? One, yeah?
Dining hall?
Not Rajrishi, not dining hall.
How many coconuts? How many hall? Yeah. This is how many hall? No. Outside. Outside how many hall? And in front of conference office, the entrance, as you come up the how many hall, and 108 coconuts were broken. That was during the inauguration of how many hall. Okay.
Thank you, Simon Ben. So Gansarovar is the first for many, many things, right? You are sitting on an international land in many ways, right?
Now, not everyone knows exactly what happens in one day in Gansarovar. So there was a crew that was sent throughout the whole complex for one day with a camera trying to get a snapshot of what happened in one day in Gansarovar. So we're going to present to you a very nice presentation with all the different departments and what's really happening every day when you enjoy seminars, sleeping, walking, eating, what others are really doing. You know those 180 brothers, what they're doing under the wise command of the sisters? This is what's happening every day.
Behind the scenes at Gansarovar.
So let's see behind the scenes how the magic begins. breakfast with a bit of a chill out time, a cup of tea before the work starts. And then of course Brahma Bhojan. Nothing can happen without Brahma Bhojan. Even the deities crave for Brahma Bhojan. Get into the kitchen and the roti making. Imagine 1100 chapatis in one morning. Tireless mothers. And of course Toli, because Toli makes you holy. And of course, everything happens with the energy of the sun. What could we do without the utensils? And bread. Double foreigners, imagine Madhuban without bread and toast in the morning. Laundry. All clean and white, and we get it all every day. And then of course the incognito workers around, the laborers that helps us to make everything work. And our vimans that need to get cleaned and maintained. And the grain. The welding work. Hardware, gas. And yes, when we need those extra care to ward off the diarrhea and the cold, Baba's dispensary. Accommodation. And this of course the garden. Darijanki Park, our new playground. Gyan Sarovar. Tailoring department, where we get our kurtas and sari blouses done. And anyone need a snip? Transport, reception, show us around Gyan Sarovar, where to get what, and of course transport. Carting us from Gyan Sarovar to Pandav Bhavan, up and down the mountain, so that all three campuses feel easily accessed. And of course sightseeing, when we want to go to Dilwala Temple, Achalgarh, photography department. Photocopying. We need the Smurlis media department. That's our Manjuben, one of the seven. Hey, training center. And of course, sound, everything that happens to make everything look magical on the stage, cameras, and action, electrical department and lighting, all the hard work in decorating Gyan Sarovar with, I think, over a million lights, IT office, and one of Sunan Ben. Gifts and literature that we need to take back home. And of course, CDs and DVDs. Global office that takes care of all the double foreign needs for our programs. And of course, getting our stores. And the commander in chief. Yes, the whole team.
Right. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Aren't they a sweet bunch? Okay, so we have a question for you. How many departments are there in Gyan Sarovar? Don't say anything, Gyan Sarovar Niwasis. How many departments? 40? 42? 52? More?
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 Last call, 42?
62?
One
close.
Time. 62,
we're getting close.
Times, 62, three times. Any more?
Any more? 85? 65. Bingo.
70.
Gone to the lady in white at the front.
She can have chocolate.
70 departments in Gyan Sarovar.
But is that enough? Do we need more departments? I think we thought of a few.
We actually did think of one more, didn't we? We were thinking of the vegan department.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free. Nightshade-free. Chili freeze there anyway. So can I ask for some volunteers from the double foreigners to open a new department in Gyan Sarovar?
Okay, there's one. And I looked at the list, 70 is incredible, but one was missing for me was the sleeping department. I didn't see any sleeping department here. I'd like to volunteer to establish the sleeping department.
Sleeping department.
Yes.
And that brings the number up to 72, and
good.
We can bring the number up to 73, because Sister Gayatri just reminded us that we can open a new department called the Health and Hygiene Department.
That's not
right?
There already?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, the intention for tonight is also to celebrate this unique relationship also between the Niwasis, the Bharatwasis, Madhuban Niwasis, and the double foreigners. And Gyan Sarovar was established, if you remember, at the time, and it was to be our new place, location, and a new home for double foreigners as well. Now, there's an elephant in the room which we have to address. Those of you who were like me in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, before, the first few years when we were asked to go and stay in Gyan Sarovar, did you all really, really say yes? Or did you all say, can I stay in Pandav Bhavan? And then what happened? Over the years, things changed. Our hearts melted. And now when you ask, do you want to go to Pandav Bhavan? you say, of course, but just one night maybe. And when you get buckets of cold water, you come back running to Gyan Sarovar, isn't it? So we'd like to ask a few of our very dear brothers to come on stage and share a memorable moment, a memory they have of Gyan Sarovar that is dear to their heart, or a significance for them of Gyan Sarovar. So we'd like to invite Brother Ken, Brother Charlie, Brother Eric, and Brother David. And each one of you will have about 2 minutes each. I'll hold the mic and remove the mic. So please come on stage, and then we'd like to hear from four of you at the same time in the interactive. And these are wonderful brothers. You can all applaud, because not only they have been enjoying Gyan Sarovar, but they made Gyan Sarovar as well into what it is today. So welcome, brothers. So first come, first serve. Charlie G, nice. I know you've been staying a long time here. And what's your memorable moment, or what has been, you know, imprinting in your heart about Gyan Sarovar?
My first memory was actually when there was none of the buildings, and we used to come and play cricket and badminton with the daddies, which was great fun. But I think that for me, I've spent 25 years with Peace of Mind Retreat, and the blessing of that is that I had to deal with all the departments of Gyan Sarovar. And I can't say from my heart how much I just deeply appreciate the love, the cooperation, the tirelessness, the dedication of all the Gyan Sarovar Niwasis. And you saw all the beautiful smiles. It's really touching. And so I would love to invite all the Gyan Sarovar Wasis to stand up. Can they all stand up? Here they are, everybody. And let's all the double foreigners sing from your heart with so much love a happy birthday. So make it really loud. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Yesarovawasi. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray!
Wonderful, Charlie. Can you continue the MC of the program? I have the sleeping department calling me at the moment. Brother Ken, I know you've been also enjoying Gyan Sarovar. So what's your Gyan Sarovar imprint in your heart?
I think it's completely associated with Daddy G and the enthusiasm that she had to get this place started. But the scene that comes to me was when Bap Dada inaugurated from here, sitting on this stage. It was such a magical moment, and I think the sorts of memories that this place holds for us, also like Charlie, during 7 years, I think, South America organized the National Coordinators Retreats here. And again, I had to get in touch with so many different departments, in fact, our team. And so we only have love in our hearts for an appreciation for our brothers and sisters of Gyan Sarovar. So I don't think we can thank you enough for all of the things that you've done, for everything. Just one thing. It seems like someone has told you, do more than everyone else expects. Do more, show more, serve more than anyone expects. And that's what we feel when we see you. So thank you,
Ken. That was beautiful. Thank you. Brother David, so talk to us about your memory.
It was very beautiful watching the video It's amazing what's stored down in the memory track and it comes back. I've had the privilege of being here most years for peace of mind. And I'd like to share something from one of the guests. I don't know the brother's name, but there's a brother that stays in the lift, in the eating department, and just goes up and down all day. And is he here? But on the feedback from one of the peace of mind, the thing that, there's all the amazing teachings and the sessions and everything, but the thing that one of the guests remembered the most was the brother's smile and cheerfulness every time he went in the lift. And I thought that was beautiful. And you know, the other thing in India, there's three main strands, three important things. Thirdly, religion, dharma, and then secondly, Bollywood, and then of course top of the list is cricket, or in Hindi we say cricket. And one of the most lovely scenes, which to me epitomizes this east-west, I don't know what it's called, where the waterworks are. It must have been very hot, and it was all dry. And one afternoon, some of the Niwasis were playing cricket with some of the workers and the labourers. And it was just a very beautiful scene where all the roles and levels just merged and enjoying the cricket. I was reminded of that because when I came over from Pandav Bhavan, all the kids were playing cricket down the back of Kunj Bhavan, so that's a sweet memory for me.
Actually, that's a beautiful memory, because it was Abhiram Bhai earlier today that was saying that their generation, Dadiji had said to them before it opened, he said, Baba has made Gyan Sarovar just for you boys. And at that point in time, that was the single most quantity of young Kumars that had surrendered in one go. And their speciality, according to him, was their friendliness. They crossed all levels of society and included everybody in everything. So we've gone from Australia, jumped to South America, and then to Britain, and now we come back to the US of A. To Brother Eric.
Thank you, Sister Gopi. I appreciated the slideshow at the beginning. It brought a lot of memories back. I loved the elephant that was brought here that one time. That was pretty special. But I always have the feeling when I come here that I'm coming to someone's home and that I've been invited as a guest. And it's kind of special that when I'm treated and I get my room, it's always kind of a surprise. Where am I going to be and who am I going to be with? It's kind of exciting, because I've been in Rajrishi. I was way down at the other end for a number of years, and I've been in most of the halls, and I have wonderful memories of meeting a lot of my family, brothers, in those rooms and on the buses and in the dining room, and actually all those are very special. But when I observe the Nivasis here, there's this sense that I almost wish I could be included more. I know that you're doing your things, you're doing your activity, you're doing your service, and there's a relationship that sometimes, if we could be more a part of, it would be wonderful. Not that we're being excluded, but this sense that there's something special in the energy of Gyan Sarovar, and I'm invited to participate with that. And one of the ways I experienced that, and I love Gyan Sarovar for this, is that for 25 years, I've been able to come here and build the vibration along with everyone else. And I think creating that is quite remarkable, because there are many Baba's rooms here. There's the dome, there's here, there's downstairs, there's the hut up on top. There's Rajrishi Bhavan, which is wonderful in the evening because no double foreigners go there. It's amazing how many different places one can have a special experience, and I think that's due to all the tapasya that the family here has done, and I truly appreciate that. So Happy anniversary. Thank you very much.
Brother Eric, on that note, thank you. On that note, do
thank
you know
brothers, and thank
how
you
many
for
Baba's rooms there are on the campus? We're just keeping you awake. Do you know how many Baba's rooms there are on the campus? Because you won't be able to attain your Karmateet stage.
Seven?
Seven.
Almost.
Almost? Warm?
Who says?
Ten. Really warm.
That includes your bedroom, so that's fine.
12.
Well, the answer is nine.
Official Baba's rooms.
Yeah. So you need, we're not going to tell you where they are, but you will have to go and find all nine Baba's rooms and at least spend 1 hour of tapasya in each room. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay.
All right. So we can say with words how much we appreciate Gyan Sarovar. We can also sing it. So we're going to welcome Sister Hong, and she'll be singing a beautiful song. She's from Vietnam, and she will explain also the meaning of the song.
Om Shanti, happy birthday. And this is a song composed by the Vietnamese family about how to find Shiva. So the meaning of the song, when was Shiva found? I'm close to Shiva for a few more last moments in confrontation. Please do not leave me like the shadow of clouds. When was Shiva found? I have found you in this life. The fire of heart-to-heart love will continue and never be put out. Since I lost you, I have been looking for you, Shiva, in each birth. I have been looking for you at the bottom of the ocean or the steep waterfalls, looking for you at the dewdrops on the new leaves, the clock of cranes fly back to the doorsteps. I'm still looking for you among faraway galaxies. To love is to promise forever. To love is to nurture the heart with blood. Love is to die the old life forever, to bring revival. To love is to remember ardently. I must enjoy my beloved with Shiva. To love is to have affection until you and I are merged in each other. So enjoy the song in Vietnamese.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn.
Da yêu là hứa mãi mãi, yêu là mang máu nuôi con tim, yêu là xin che thiên thu cuộc đời đã cũ cho em hồi sinh. Đã yêu là nhớ bóng cháy, em hòa tan trong mắt anh Shiva. Yêu là thương đến khi mình hòa lấy nhau trong từng linh hồn. Còn vài giây chuyên giao, em gần Shiva phút cuối, đừng rời xa khỏi nhau như bóng mây. Tìm Shiva từ kiếp nào, đã gặp nhau trong kiếp này. Tìm cánh tim bùng cháy chẳng bao giờ tắt đâu. Từ ngày ta gặp nhau, em tìm Shiva mỗi kiếp, tìm ở đây đại dương hay thác treo leo, tìm giọt sương trên lá mềm, đàn hạc bay về bên thềm, tìm giữa thiên hà xa mãi, em vẫn cứ tìm. Đã yêu là như bóng cháy, yêu là mang máu nuôi con tim, yêu là xin che thiên thu cuộc đời đã cũ cho em hồi sinh. Đã yêu là nhớ bóng cháy, em hòa tan trong mắt anh Shiva. Yêu là thương đến khi mình hòa lấy nhau trong từng linh hồn. Đã yêu là nhớ bóng cháy, yêu là mang máu nuôi con tim, yêu là xin che thiên thu cuộc đời đã cũ cho em hồi sinh. Đã yêu là nhớ mãi mãi, em hòa tan trong mắt anh Shiva. Yêu là thương đến khi mình hòa lấy nhau trong từng linh hồn.
Thank you, Sister Hong. That was divine. Thank you. So you're going to need your headphones now because we'll switch to Hindi. And now, hamare pyare Gyan Sarovar Nivasiyo. Jeevan mein anek prakar ke pal hote hain. कुछ हंसने के, कुछ रोने के और कुछ सीखने के. तो हम आपके हंसी के पलों के बारे में जानना चाहेंगे. इतने सालों से आप ज्ञान सरोवर में सेवा कर रहे हैं, बहुत कुछ देखा होगा, अनुभव किया होगा, सीखा भी होगा. तो ऐसे कुछ पले जो अपने सबसे मजेदार अनुभव आप बताएंगे. तो आप में से तीन चार भाई कृपया आगे आए स्टेज के सामने और आपको माइक दिया जाएगा और आप अपना अनुभव शेयर करेंगे. एक
anyone of you who
अच्छा,
don't
एक
have
दोनों
FM?
को नहीं देखो, आप उठ करके आगे आ सकते हैं.
She doesn't sound very funny, but actually she's asking for Gyan Sarovar to come and share some of the most funny moments or something that happened.
Diye. Aur do bhai aur
Om Shanti. शुरू शुरू में यहाँ विदेशी लोगों का प्रोग्राम शुरू हो गया था तो एक विदेशी भाई आए बोला कि ब्लैक टी चाहिए। हमने कहा ब्लैक टी कैसी होती है? तो मैं सूरज भाई के पास गया, बोला ये भाई तो ब्लैक टी मांग रहा है। तो सूरज भाई ने कहा कुछ नहीं यार, वो पानी लेना और थोड़ा पत्ती डाल देना, हो गया ब्लैक टी। तो शुरू शुरू में हमें बहुत सारी चीजों को पता ही नहीं होता था कि कौन सी चाय। जैसे कि एक भाई आया बोला जंजीर टी चाहिए। बोला ये जंजीर टी कौन सी होती है? तो फिर एक भाई से कोई ट्रांसलेशन किया, भाई क्या है? बोला कुछ नहीं, वो अदरक मांग रहा है, उसमें थोड़ा सा उबालना और हो गया अदरक टी। ऐसे योगर्ट, मैंने कहा योगर्ट क्या होता है? योग तो सुना है लेकिन ये योगर्ट योगर्ट क्या होता है? तो फिर कोई ना कोई विदेशी भाई मिलते थे उनको, बोला कि भाई यहाँ योगर्ट बना दही, अरे दही तो बहुत पड़ा हुआ है यहाँ। तो इस प्रकार ऐसे हंसी मजाक की बातें बहुत सारी होती। एक बार एक भाई को हमारे पास भाई थे, उन्होंने बोला कि भाई ये चाहिए मुखवास चाहिए। तो उसने दूसरा कुछ दूसरा ही चीज लेके आए। तो बोला वो तो हैरान हो गया, अरे ये कुछ दूसरा ही है करके। तो ऐसे बहुत सारी चीजें होती है। तो नए नए समय सीखते सीखते फिर अभी यहाँ जो विदेशी लोग आते हैं तो बहुत इजी हो जाता है। ये जब पांडववन या शांतिवन जाते हैं उनको बहुत प्रॉब्लम होता है कि छोटी छोटी चीजें होती है, उसको क्या समझाए क्या बोले। तो इस प्रकार से बहुत सारी बातें करते करते हम लोग सीख गए। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू सुभाष भाई, वेरी स्वीट। आओ आगे आइए भाई, माइक आपको आगे मिलेगा। आप प्लीज अपना परिचय कीजिए, कौन से विभाग से, नाम और डिपार्टमेंट।
ओम शांति। मेरा सेवा डिस्पेंसरी में है, शरीर का नाम है ब्रह्मा कुमार विट्ठल। बहुत मजेदार बात है। वैसे मेरा सेवा तो गाड़ी चलाने का सेवा है, शुरुआत में ही से दवाई जानते हैं, देते नहीं किसी को, क्योंकि हमारा सेवा जो है, मेरा सेवा तो गाड़ी चलाने का है। तो शाम के टाइम पे कोई था नहीं फार्मेसी में, एक पेशेंट आया तो मैंने उनको जो दवाई देना चाहिए, डॉक्टर जो देना चाहिए वही दवाई दिया था, और पूछ के दिया था फोन पे, ये पेशेंट आया है ये देना है, तो मैंने दे दिया। ले गए, ठीक भी हो गया। रात को भोजन पे मिले तो अच्छा हो गया, ठीक हो गया, बोला पे ठीक हो गया। फिर सुबह सुबह हमको कहीं जाना था तो वो कहीं से आ रहे थे राजऋषि हाल की तरफ से, तो जैसे मेरे को देखा, क्योंकि मैं गाड़ी क्लीन कर रहा था, तो गाड़ी क्लीन करते हुए जस्ट मैंने को देखते ही उनका पेट दर्द शुरू हो गया। तो बोला ये डॉक्टर नहीं है, तो ड्राइवर है, तो ये तो दवाई काम नहीं किया है। फिर डॉक्टर कंसल्टिंग कराया, मैंने आपने क्या दिया था? फिर मैंने बोला भाई जी आपने बताया था ये दिया था हमने। तो फिर डॉक्टर कन्विंस करने के बाद डॉक्टर ने उनको क्लियर किया, दवाई एकदम अच्छा दिया है, कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा, तो फिर ठीक हो गया। ओम शांति।
This is going to run all night. If you ask jokes, there are 70 departments.
Om Shanti. ये experience थोड़ा सा अजीब है।
आपका नाम और विभाग?
मेरा नाम अमित भाई है और मैं किचन डिपार्टमेंट में हूँ। तो गर्मियों के सीजन में बहुत सारे फ्रूट्स आते हैं, तो हमारे किचन में हम 11-12 भाई हैं, तो सबके मैंगोज आते हैं, तो मैं शेक बनाता हूँ। तो सूरज भाई जी आते रहते हैं, सूरज भाई जी से सॉरी बोलूंगा अगर वो हैं यहाँ पे। तो शुगर भाई, सूरज भाई जी शुगर फ्री, आई एम सॉरी, सूरज भाई जी शुगर फ्री शेक पीते हैं। तो उस दिन उन्होंने मुझे बोला कि मुझे पता है ऑलरेडी, तो उस दिन मैंने चीनी डाल दी उसमें। तो सूरज भाई जी ने मुझसे पूछा कि चीनी डाली है इसमें? पहला सिप लिया तो चीनी डली हुई थी, तो मैंने कहा हाँ भाई जी। तो ये कहे कि मैं कैसे पीऊं अब? मैंने कहा कि क्योंकि सूरज भाई जी वेल नोन अबाउट सोमान सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट, तो मैंने कहा भाई जी सोमान ले लीजिए, मैं शुगर फ्री आत्मा हूं। थैंक यू सो मच,
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। अच्छा कोई और है ज्ञान सरोवर में? कोई और विभाग से आए, एक और आए. हाँ जी, आइए भाई. थैंक यू. ताली तो बजाओ इसके लिए. मैं हिम्मत करके आए. थैंक यू. इनको माइक दिया जाए प्लीज.
Now, I think the double foreign is when you go and ask for a doctor or sugar or ginger, pronounce well. Come with a board and write it on it.
Om Shanti. Art gallery mein kafi videshi bhi aate hain, kafi भारत के वीआईपीज भी आते हैं. एक बार एक वीआईपी आए और मेरे को बोला इनको गाइड करो, तो आंध्र प्रदेश के हाई कोर्ट के जज थे. अब मैं उनको गाइड करने लगा और पूरी आर्ट गैलरी में उनको समझा दिया. उसको एक भी शब्द हिंदी का नहीं आता था. पूरी आर्ट गैलरी समझाने के बाद जब बाद में उनसे परिचय लिया गया तो वो बोलने लगा, जब ओपिनियन लिखने लगा तो उसने बताया कि मेरे को तो एक भी शब्द हिंदी का नहीं आता है, और मैंने पूरी आर्ट गैलरी उसको हिंदी में समझा दी.
अच्छा,
मेरा
आप...
नाम घनश्याम है और मैं आर्ट गैलरी में सेवा देता
हूँ. एक मिनट यहाँ रुको, रखो. सुनो, आपको पता है ना, ये भाई बहुत बहादुर है. बाहर घूमने के लिए गए थे और बालू ने उसको वार किया, उसको अटैक किया था, पूरे सिर पर लगा था. और देखो कुछ दिखाई देता है, कुछ नहीं दिखाई देता है. बहुत बहादुर है. तालियां बजाओ इसके लिए. अभी हमारे प्यारे प्यारे सुरेश भाई.
ओम शांति. मैं जब ज्ञान सरोवर में आया था, शुरुआत में दूध डिपार्टमेंट में सेवा मिला था. मेरे को भाषा समझ में आता है, लेकिन भाषा बोलना बिल्कुल नहीं आता था. उस समय आनंद शेखर भाई था, वहां दूध को गर्म करना होता है और बॉयलर और मोटर को दोनों बंद करना होता है पूरा गर्म होने के बाद. उन्होंने बोला बंद करो. बोला मैंने, मुझे पता ही नहीं क्या बंद कर, दोनों बंद करना वो भी मालूम नहीं था. मैंने क्या किया, मोटर को बंद कर दिया. मोटर को बंद किया, मतलब तेल आते रहता है, तेल कंटिन्यू चलते रहते. पहले तेल को बंद करना होता है, किरोसिन को, फिर मोटर को बंद करना होता है. किरोसिन आते गए कंप्लीट वह जो जलता है ना वो तो बुझ गया, लेकिन कंप्लीट तेल तो भर गया है. फिर दूसरा उसमें जलाना है तो फिर दिक्कत होता है. वो पूछा आपने क्या बंद कर दिया. मैंने बंद कर दिया. वो देखा तो अरे आपने मोटर बंद कर दिया, तेल बंद किया ही नहीं आपने. इतना किरोसिन उसमें भर गया था. फिर उन्होंने युक्ति से बहुत दूर से मैचेस जला के उसको ऐसा डाल दिया, वहां पूरा आग जैसा आ गया. वो पहला अनुभव है. उसके बाद कभी भी ऐसा गलती नहीं हुआ है.
थैंक यू. मम्मा भी कहते थे ना, एक बारी मिस्टेक ठीक है लेकिन दोबारा नहीं. थैंक यू सुरेश भाई. अच्छा एरिक भाई, आप अभी कुछ बताने वाले थे हिंदी में.
ठीक है,
कुछ प्रश्न है क्या?
उस नदी में जादू है.
उस नदी में जादू है, हाँ वो तो पता है, लेकिन आप कुछ प्रश्न पूछने वाले थे. हाँ.
A question, you mean a question? Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay, here we are. Any one of you speak Hindi? You don't really speak Hindi until I tell you how to speak Hindi now. Gyan Sarovar mein kitne gamle hain? They find it funny. I don't know what's funny. I'm just asking.
Samajh mein aaya prashn?
How many?
Dubara.
Again?
Dubara.
You didn't hear my Hindi? It's a French accent. Gyan Sarovar mein kitne gamle hain?
अच्छा चंद्रुबेन, आप बताइए कितने गमले हैं ज्ञान सरोवर में.
They just want to know how many pot plants there are in Gyan Sarovar.
Chandruben is going to let us know how many there.
Do you know how many pot plants? Any one of you trip on pot plants sometimes here? Do you find there are a bit everywhere? There are so many pot plants. You know, each pot plant has kilograms of love, hours of patience, you know. So how many kilograms of love in pot plants do you have in Gyan Sarovar? So guess, 25, 200, or
700.
Who says more? 700 more.
10,000.
Who says more?
3,000.
No, it's more than 8,000. Go up.
13,000.
Keep going. They're adding a few yesterday, so.
Right. So how many exactly are there? Eric?
They say between 15,000 and 20,000
pot plants
in Gyan Sarovar.
Can we ask the garden vibhag to stand up, please?
Yes.
Those who look after the gardens.
Garden department.
Please, round of applause to these brothers. Thank you.
Do you need volunteer tomorrow morning after Ahmed Villa to water them all? You can find. All right. So now we're going to have, what's next?
A dance by Sister Gori from Brazil.
All right.
Abhi aapke samne Gori Ben Brazil se.
And after the dance, we have something very special. So enjoy the dance. Bahut sundar nritya
aapke samne prastut kiya jaye.
thank you. This is a beautiful, luminous dance. With technology, we improve the way we dress. So maybe one day we'll all be dressing like this. So prepare your little LED lamps in the morning, you know, set up your little lights in your head to switch on your soul, you know, put your aura. Don't know what's coming up in drama. If Golden Age doesn't come soon, we still have time to play with these things, you know. Lots to do. All right. There are many, many memories and stories. How many dramas and dances and songs must have been on the stage? That would be an interesting statistic. It's not a question, but it would be one. Now we'd like to hear two special sisters who have been, of course, living Gyan Sarovar for the past 25 years. You heard from brothers, Double Foreigner Brothers, and we'd like to call Sister Gayatri and Sister Judy to come on stage and share with us your thoughts, open your heart, and let's see who is in your heart. Gyan Sarovar is filled with these memories, and I'm sure all of you would have stories to tell, but they will be our voice for now. Come closer here.
Om Shanti. I wish I could sing like this Vietnamese sister. I would love to be able to open my mouth and make that noise.
And Gayatri wants to dance like the Brazilian sister.
Like the Brazilian sister.
I'll do Hindi poem.
You know, most of the memories that are coming now are from bringing all of these guests, these VIP guests to the Call of the Time retreats for almost 20 years, which Dadi Janki asked us to do. She said, these people are serving the world and we need to serve them. So we began bringing them around 2003, I think was the first year, 2002. And you know, it was amazing. So there were journalists and filmmakers and professors and scientists and government ministers, etc. And they felt so served that at the end of it, they would ask, how do you do this? How does this place work? You know, you don't send us an invoice. You don't have a big executive planning thing. How does this place work? And of course, what? It's God's magic. You know, there's no explaining that. But the main memory I'm having is 5 years ago, October of 2015, we sent out word that we were going to have a birthday party for Dadi Janki. And we had 80 beds. And we said, if you know you want to be in one of these 80 beds, please write us right away. And within weeks, all beds were full. And so when we came, and Gayatri really needs to tell the details of this story, when we came, we needed something spectacular for Dadi. We wanted it to be very special and really gorgeous. And so we turned to the Gyan Sarovar Nivasis and said, help. And so they turned the meditation hall into a palace of lights and sari fabric and flowers and columns. And I remember when Dadi walked in, we brought her in the back of the hall and all of the guests stood up and turned towards her and gave her kind of a silent standing ovation. And to watch her walk into that hall, and it was glittering, and it could only have been done with the magic of these brothers. So many, many thanks. It's Baba's gift to all of us. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Sister Gayatri, before you do the Brazilian dance, anyone else there?
Om Shanti. I'll share two of my high points of Gyan Sarovar. And I remember coming to this land when it was just a rock. And Daddy Komarka would bring us double foreigners, and we would come here, and she would play cricket, and she would play with us on this land. And then when it was time that an academy was going to be constructed here that would really be bringing to life, when Baba says this is a university, and so Gyan Sarovar was supposed to have that kind of university feeling, and that was when the word campus was introduced. So now we say we have three campuses, but before Gyan Sarovar, we had no campus. But when Daddy brought us to this land, when we were going back to our various cities, she asked us to create a box for Gyan Sarovar. And we then had to put money in this box. But it wasn't just money that someone was going to give in terms of a donation, but it was money we had to put in the box, whether it was $1 or 1 rupee or whatever it was, the currency. It was something we had to give up. We had to renounce. So if you like sodas, you had to renounce the soda and put the money in the box. If you like chocolates, you had to renounce the chocolate and put the money in the box. So it carried with it something that we had to give up in order to give for something unlimited. So you give up something personal, but for something unlimited. And I think that was a big lesson, because it's sacred money that actually became the source money to build this place. Judy talked about working with the brothers for Daddy's 100th birthday. And I think at that time I really appreciate the vision that all of you have. Of course, you were then, and still is, a younger set of brothers and sisters, or especially brothers, coming together. But when we started working with you to create, or the brothers, to create Daddy's vision, a vision for Daddy's birthday, all we had to do was to tell you what we wanted. And then those brothers made it happen in such a loving way. It was as if they got the opportunity to express their love for Daddy, and we just gave them that opportunity. And so that was a very beautiful feeling to have, that you can just give the vision to you and trust you that you will do, bring it and make it such a beautiful manifestation. But the third thing I want to say is that when we came onto this rock of Gyan Sarovar, I was sharing it with Gopi earlier, and I look at the rock then in, I think, 1992 or before, 1990s, and I look at the same rock today, I see that strength in all of you. And you know what they say about the rock? They say, you know, there's a song that, and I would say it for Gyan Sarovar, Gyan Sarovar is like a rock. A rock feels no pain. Gyan Sarovar is like an island, and an island never cries. And so what happened? The seed of the renunciation of double foreigners to make Gyan Sarovar reality turned into a crown and turned into a jewel. And what happened? The double foreigners had to give the crown jewel of Didi back to Gyan Sarovar. And so I'd like to pay a tribute to Didi and ask her to stand and let us double foreigners see what we have given to Gyan Sarovar.
Thank you so much, Gayatri. This is such an accurate coming together. We're going to ask Didi to come at the end of the program and say a few words, of course. So thank you for your vision and sharing from your heart. And you come back for the dance afterwards, right? You didn't renounce the dancing, did you? She's not hearing me. Okay, we heard from brothers, we heard from sisters, we heard from human beings. Who else would you like to hear from? Say it. You'd like to hear him. Okay. Now, did you know the secret that he used Brahma Baba, of course, as you know, for many years, and when he left Brahma Baba's body, we all wondered what's next, and then Dadi Gulzar was used for so many years in a beautiful way. Now, what's next? Well, I don't know if you notice, but Baba has a third medium. Do you know what? He comes in television. Doesn't need a body anymore. We all come from over the world, and we see God on TV. And this is amazing. So we're going to call God in his favorite activity, which he revealed to us in secret messages. What does Baba do in such regions? He watches TV all day long. So he's going to come now in TV and speak to us as he spoke 25 years ago.
When the sacred land was inaugurated. So enjoy Baba's message and...
And yes, and after that we'll ask Sister Jenti to come and share a few words. But just go back to the seed, because this is the seed of Jan Sarovar coming straight from Baba's heart and Baba's mind.
Thank you.
Beautiful message from Baba. And of course, as we remember Baba, we remember our daddies. And especially, I was remembering Daddy Chandramani and Manohar Daddy, two key instruments in the journey of Gyan Sarovar. And do you know what the first international retreat was here in Gyan Sarovar? Do you know? It was the International Youth Retreat. And we have some of those members here today. So I don't know if they're in the audience, any of our International Youth Retreat members who used
to
come here.
Did they still consider themselves to be youth 25 years later?
25 years on. But we used to enjoy, because Gyan Sarovar was a white slate. You could do anything you wanted. And some of the things we did were quite radical. And I remember one time, we used to, just before Bab Dada's Milan, we used to have invocation. And in those days, some of the brothers would get up at 1:30 and cook bhog at 2:30, offer bhog at 3 o'clock, and then we would have an invocation with 200 youth in the meditation hall until 7 o'clock in the morning. And every time we had this invocation, it would rain. And it was shortly after doing that a few times that we got summoned into Manohar Daddy's room. And she said, "What are you doing cooking bhog at 2 o'clock in the morning?" And I remember Lee saying, "Are we breaking Srimat?" And she said, "No, but the brothers are complaining it's too early to cook in the morning." So we stopped the cooking of bhog, but we continued with the invocation. But both these daddies have played an immense role in supporting young people on their journey, be it from Bharat or abroad. So now I'd like to especially invite one of our key representatives, Jayanti Ben, to come up and share her blessings and inspirations for Gyan Sarovar.
And also, Jayanti Ben, the journey that happened since Bab Dada spoke this beautiful message. I'm sure you must have seen the vision Baba brought 25 years ago, and you've seen this vision becoming a reality. So let us hear from your experience and your heart.
Om Shanti. Main Hindi mein bolun? Ji. Mujhe wo ghadi yaad aa rahi hai, jabki is stage par Bab Dada ne to बहुत ही सुंदर उद्घाटन किया वो ब्राह्मण परिवार के लिए, परंतु फिर उसके बाद तो जो बाहर वालों का प्रोग्राम था वो कुछ समय के बाद यहाँ ही था उद्घाटन, और उस उद्घाटन में एक भारत का बहुत प्रसिद्ध वकील आया था जिसको क्रिमिनल लॉयर कहते हैं, खास उसका वो ही कारोबार था राम जेठमलानी, और वो पहले बार इस संबंध में आया था ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के, और रमेश भाइयों को ले आए थे। तो यहाँ पर स्टेज पर
दादी को बहुत थोड़ा सा ही उसका परिचय था, बहुत ज्यादा नहीं था, परंतु दादी ने ऐसे शब्द बोले जो उसके दिल को तीर लग गया होगा, और ये हॉल तो बिल्कुल फुल था, पैक। और उस सभा के बीच में दादी ने बताया, दादी जी बताया कि भगवान आकर के हमें सत्य बताते हैं, और हमारे जीवन में मैं आज यहाँ खड़ी होकर के कह सकती हूँ कि मैंने अपने जीवन में कभी भी झूठ नहीं बोला है। क्या और कोई यहाँ बैठा है जो कभी झूठ न बोला हो? तो सारी सभा चुप हो गई, बिल्कुल चुप। दादी ने कहा ये है परमात्मा की कमाल जो हमें सत्य के मार्ग पर सिखाते, परंतु उससे ज्ञान से पहले ही दादी के जीवन ऐसे ही सात्विक थी। परंतु फिर हम चंद्रू बहन और मैं नीचे जाकर के फिर हम दादी कॉटेज के तरफ पैदल करके जा रहे थे, और हमने आपस में ये बातचीत की कि कभी कभी हम दादी को किसके बारे में कुछ बताते थे ना, तो बताते थे दादी को, दादी आपके ये ध्यान पर बात हो, परंतु आप उसको कुछ कहना नहीं। और कुछ घंटे के बाद वो व्यक्ति सामने आती है और दादी उस दादी के मुख में जो हमने बताया हुआ है वही दादी उनको कहानी सुना लेती। तो हम लोग आपस में कहते थे सच्ची बात है कि दादी के मन में कोई बात बिल्कुल 1% भी झूठ मिलावट कुछ नहीं, जो बात जैसे है मन में होगा दादी वही बात बता देंगी। तो मैं क्यों ये बात याद कर रही हूँ, क्योंकि दादी तो सत्यता की मूर्ति, परंतु दादियों की बातें चल रही थी तो यहाँ का जो नींव है, यहाँ का जो फाउंडेशन है वो सत्यता। और आज फिर डॉक्टर निर्मला हमारे सामने है, बाबा ने उनको आज कल निमित्त रखा है, तो साकार बाबा ने दीदी के लिए भी यही बात कही है, दीदी है सत्यता की मूर्ति। तो वो सत्यता का जो नींव चलता आ रहा है उस आधार पर जो बाप दादा ने यहाँ पर सब बातों का वरदान दिया कि कोई आकर के वर्षा लेंगे, कोई वरदान लेंगे, सारी विश्व की आत्माएं यहाँ आकर के बाप को पहचानेंगी, वो अब तक सब बातें प्रैक्टिकल हम देखते रहे हैं। तो जो और भी आगे बाबा की प्रत्यक्षता विश्व के सामने होंगी, हम सब आपके सामने हैं, आप हमारे सामने हैं, उस सत्यता के आधार पर बाबा की प्रत्यक्षता ज्ञान सरोवर के द्वारा अवश्य होंगी। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू सो मच सज्जनते। I know you have been like many of our seniors accompanying us all these years, and certainly if a bridge has been created between Double Foreigners and Bharatwasis is thanks to our seniors. Now we're going to, I'm having my translation in my ear in Hindi, and I have two mics, so you can take one. And now we're going to have a lovely surprise for you. So you heard Babdada's voice and the memories of everyone. Yeah. So we invite you to go into your own memories, merge them into your heart, and listen to this beautiful song. It has a meditative mood, so we might want to put the lights in such a way that we go into somewhere between here and Parandam. And it's a beautiful song with a little surprise, maybe. So enjoy.
Om Shanti. The song we're going to play has the name of Baba's Room. We all know the wonders of Baba's Room, the original one, and all the ones around the world, spread around the world. But in a way, Jan Sarovar is an unlimited Baba's Room, because with its open heart receiving everyone. So this one is dedicated to all the Jan Sarovar Niwasis.
in your heart there's a room flowing peace. Is that room in your mind? In that room, a place that touches your soul, that makes you feel at home. There's always room for one more. There's a room enlightening joy. Is the room in your smile? Invite back to stage the one who has more love for all the Gyan Sarova Niwasis and is beloved by all, our dear brother Ken. Please, Ken, by come back.
in a flower, like flowers reaching upwards to the light. Let it shine through our eyes, let it burn in our hearts, let it bring a new day, let it show us our parts, let it be anything that can make us as one. Write your name on the sun. No, you can't write your name on the sun. On the sun.
Incredible. Enrique, thank you so much. I knew I could sing my love to God. I knew I could play instruments. I never knew I could whistle to him and tell him how much I love him with my whistle. I'll try that in the shower tomorrow, Enrique. I think we should have a whistle choir. Thank you so much, the brothers and Ken, for this magic appearance. And I know we've all been meditating with Ken's voice for so many years, how many times he has made us experience Baba's love, you know, with his beautiful voice. So thank you all. So we're coming to a closing to this program. We'll hear from Didi Damala in a few moments. But before, look what's happening here. What's happening, Gopi?
I don't know. We have 10 Shaktis from 7 countries, and they would love everybody in this room to participate in an interactive song come dance.
And you know, there's one word that would resume the whole event tonight, and probably the last 25 years can be summarized in one word. Am I right?
What is that word?
The name of the song. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
So if there's one word we want to offer to all our against some of our friends, brothers and sisters, I mean the 7 left and all the brothers, would love to offer you this beautiful song on behalf of all of us. So where were you asked to sit in the middle part of the audience is for the wings of double foreigners to start flapping. So this is going to be a beautiful scene where you're going to remain seated and something is going to happen, according to a sister's direction, of course.
Yes. We felt so much, we feel so much gratitude to all of you, the Ansarofa Nivasis, you brothers, you sisters. And from our heart, we would like to offer you a beautiful song about gratitude. But we don't want to do it just with our 10. We want to invite all the double foreigners to stand up and create a beautiful, powerful wave of gratitude with all of us. You just have to look at us and
do the movements we do, it's about gratitude before us, gratitude below us, gratitude to the left of us. We will go that way, you will go that way. Gratitude to the right of us, gratitude above us, gratitude below us, gratitude inside us, gratitude around us. Yes, do you want to enjoy? Stand up, all of you. Not a Gyan Sarovar, they can receive, they can open their heart and let in all the warmth, all the gratitude, all the double foreigners have for you to create always so much atmosphere for us.
And Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, just watch and look around you. These are the wings of love of the angel.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. 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 Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. Gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me. Gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Stage. You all stay here. So beautiful, isn't it? All right, now we'd like to invite Didi Numala to join us. I know you've been called a gift, a crown, and it's been an honor to have been under your guidance for so many years. And I know Gyan Sarovar Nivasis would certainly like to express also their love for you. So welcome on stage. Everyone can give a beautiful hand of applause to Didi Nirmala for being very detached and loving. So Didi Nirmala, we'd love to hear from you and share a few words.
Om Shanti. Hum sabhi Baba ki bahut shukriya mante hain ki Baba ne Dadi Prakashmani dwara ye achhi venue badai hai jisme desh aur videsh sabhi bhai behne लाभ ले रहे हैं तो हम सभी बाबा को ग्रेटफुल हैं और जो लाभ देने वाले हैं ज्ञान सरोवर वासी उनका भी शुक्रिया अदा करते हैं और जो यहाँ आकर देश विदेश के भाई बहनों को जो भी यहाँ लाते हैं और इस कॉम्प्लेक्स का लाभ उठाते हैं हम सभी का शुक्रिया अदा करते हैं। बाबा ने जो ये कॉम्प्लेक्स बनवाया हर एक के धन से बना और दादी जी का यही एम था कि एक एक कॉम्प्लेक्स एक एक दिन उसका इस्तेमाल हो सब लाभ ले तो हम देख रहे हैं कि सभी लाभ लेते हैं और विशेष इस कॉम्प्लेक्स की जो कुदरती ब्यूटी है उसका आकर्षण देश विदेश में है क्योंकि यहाँ सिर्फ 200 विदेश के वीआईपी रह सकते हैं और ज्यादा से ज्यादा 400 भारतवासी को हम बुलाते हैं परंतु बहुत मांग रहती है कि यहाँ हमको प्रोग्राम करना है हमने तो कई बार पीस ऑफ माइंड के जो ऑर्गेनाइजर है उनको कहा कि भई आप ज्यादा लोगों को लाना चाहते हैं तो शांतिवन में प्रोग्राम रखो पर कभी मानते नहीं और भारत वाले भी जो एक बार होके गए हैं या जो भी ऑर्गेनाइजर है वो भी जरूर यहाँ प्रोग्राम रखते हैं तो मेडिकल विंग में हम कहते हैं 400 लोग आओ पर 800 से कम कभी नहीं आते तो क्या है कि बाबा ने जो यहाँ की ब्यूटी भी है और मुझे याद है एक बारी जो एबोरिजिनल एक आए थे कहते थे कि यहाँ की जो ग्रीड है और यहाँ का जो समझो वातावरण है बहुत ऊंचा है तो समझो बाबा ने भी ऐसा चूज किया है कि जहाँ नेचुरल वातावरण भी है और उसके कारण काफी एटमॉस्फेयर अच्छा रहता है तो आज जो विदेशियों ने अपने दिल व जान से कल से शाम से आज का सारा दिन जो प्रोग्राम बनाया है तो मैं उनका भी बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया मानती हूँ
थैंक यू दीदी Thank you. Hasn't it felt like you're sitting in the front of your living room this evening? It's been a beautiful energy of love, of belonging, of harmony. And I know that the foundation that Gyan Sarovar sets of excellence, innovation, and unity is going to set a new chapter as we move forward. So thank you.
And it's time to close the program, so we will never say thank you in enough, in different languages, different words, different ways of expression. So to conclude this evening, we have a very special little moment again to express again our gratitude to the Gyan Sarovar Niwasis. And usually when there's a birthday, you have a candlelight ceremony, isn't it? But we thought we'll do a living candlelight ceremony. So instead of having candles with wax, you're going to have souls with bodies. Is that okay? They're not going to burn the body. They're just going to shine the light.
So we would like to invite the Jayanti, Suresh Ben, Chandra Ben, Hemlata Ben to please come on stage. And this will end today with a sweet in your mouth before dinner.
So they will be totally after this. But first we'll invite seniors to come on stage.
So we'd like our senior sisters to come on stage. And Toli will be given in 5 lines, and so you can choose your line and accept your sweet with love and go and have a very special dinner. And then I heard there's a dance party somewhere.
There's a dance party somewhere. Find out.
Where is it?
I think it's somewhere by the dining hall on the terrace. Is it right?
Okay, so here's a secret.
Yes.
Don't tell anybody else.
Secret.
There's a dance party after dinner on the terrace. Thank you for coming.
And there will be a beautiful Hindi song. So thanks to all of you for being here. I know the sleeping department is calling the food department to organize quickly the dinner. And you're all waiting for your supper, right? And so then there will be a call to the light department to turn off the lights. And all departments will enjoy being in harmony. I'm just filling up until they're all ready, right?
ज्ञान सरोवर वालों के तरफ से भी बड़ी दीदियों को और डबल फॉरेनर्स को बहुत 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 थैंक्स. इतना सुंदर प्रोग्राम हमारे लिए कल शाम से रखा, बहुत सभी को बहुत अच्छा लगा. तो इसीलिए ज्ञान सरोवर वालों के तरफ से एक टोकन ऑफ ग्रैटिट्यूड है दीदियों के लिए. और इसमें आप सभी के लिए समाया हुआ है. This bouquet is for everyone from our hearts. Bouquet of thanks, bouquet of love, and bouquet of gratitude to everyone.
All right, thank you and good evening, everyone. And let's enjoy a beautiful song together, and then Tony will be distributed afterwards.
देख कर जग वाले पर तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा. तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा. जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा, वो कितना सुंदर होगा.